Salutations, everyone. Salutations, queens and kings.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and checking out the live podcast.
Yes.
QKJJ.
Exactly. I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry in the house.
Yes. Welcome to QKJJ. And, of course, like we always do, we're just going to reflect on last week. Mm-hmm. And last week it was the usual, you know, just rising early, you know, eating, rising early, working out, eating, and then, you know, of course, getting our day started. Did anything happen for you last week or anything? Anything?
Besides our conversation? We talked about sexual transmutation, and this is the process of converting sexual energy into some other drive, motivation, or energy of a higher order. Mm-hmm. So, for that, yes, absolutely. Going through the process of just self-discipline, abstaining from sex, and say if you are working out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go off of that.
Right.
Definitely more energy. You have more to go ahead and, I guess, for a better way to describe it, you would just have, personally for me,
right,
more energy to go ahead and get to where you need to go ahead and do, or go ahead and get the activity done and out the way.
You have that drive there the entire time.
Of course. It's just energy that you're moving for something else. That's it. That, other than that, I hope everyone else has tried and practiced, because it's something that obviously, you're going to have to try. Give it a every single day. Just like with eating habits, you have to try something. Yes. Try something. Then you get used to it.
Mm-hmm,
Not everyone likes chocolate, apparently.
Definitely, you know. But you definitely have to try and work it in there. And then you'll realize that it just becomes easier and easier. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're not asking people to be completely absent, you know, from sex and everything. But it's always positive.
Abstinence.
To practice abstinence.
Yeah.
I said to be absent from sex.
Oh, absent. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that, you all. I apologize.
Excuse me. Yes. But either way, you know, we're not asking people to practice that, but just using that energy that you do have and just that time that goes into it, that thought process, and especially, you know, sometimes if you're single, you know, everything you have to go through to get to that point, to accomplish that goal, you know, dating and all that. So sometimes you might as well just take the night in, accomplish some goal that you've been working on, and, you know, use that energy, that momentum that you have to progress your goals further. And which goes right into what we talked about right after that, which was making sure that you had your goals written out and figuring out the actions that would need to be accomplished so for you to obtain those goals. And then we also talked about the tasks that you need to accomplish before the action can take place for you to even complete your goal. So it's something you can definitely take your time and do. And, you know, if you have some things in your life that you've been putting off, it's definitely a good time to actually just get those things done. Because that feeling of completeness and what we talked about before, operating from your future self, your future successful self, is something that you have to practice over and over again.
It's never too late to start anyway.
Like, yeah.
No matter where, like, you are at any point of your life. So it's never too late to start.
Exactly. And I know that we constantly practice the art of distraction as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we all understand and know how to do. We know how to put things off and, you know, distract ourselves purposefully, knowing that we have tasks to get done, knowing that we have actions that we need to take, knowing that we have goals to accomplish. So just get it done, you know? Just get it done. All right, so honesty and smile pledge. To the best of our knowledge,
we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile, because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Straight up, all right?
Media absent news, you all.
Yes. I know you can talk about this because I know you felt passionate about this last week when we found this out.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, if you have just come from underneath of that smooth rock that you've been living under.
Right. Exactly.
The Amazon rainforest. I don't know if it's actually currently burning. Pretty sure. Definitely could be in certain areas people can't get to. Mm-hmm. Are burning down in Brazil. And the rainforest, Amazon rainforest, provides 20% of the world's oxygen, more than 1,330 square miles of Amazon rainforest have been lost due to forest fires since January. Yes. All right.
And that's interesting because like the week before last or something was the first time that we really started hearing about it.
Right.
At least over here. So to just know.
Now also not just put the whole monocle or your view just in one spot. Mm-hmm. Also in the Congo of Africa, there's definitely been some burning of rainforest, so just keep that in mind.
You can't always just depend on the media to give your information. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Stuff is happening, stuff's continuing going on, all the protests and everything like that in China,
right?
On and off coverage, you know.
But it shouldn't come as a coincidence that it's all in the same areas. Mm-hmm. New Zealand, parts of New Zealand, it's all right there. Mm-hmm. Not only just at the equator, but just in general, where we have the most production of oxygen. But just to put everything into motion, $20 million in aid was definitely offered by G7 countries. Brazil actually turned down the funding. Now Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm. Would like the French president Emmanuel Macron to apologize for his criticism of pretty much of the way Brazil is handling the forest fires. But mm-hmm. you know, truly, instead of calling each other, our president in the United States and Brazil's president showed support.
The U.S. president.
Yeah, the U.S. president. I apologize. The United States president. I apologize because it gets complicated. Like, and then like the title that they put on people, exactly. Then people are just moved to upper management. And like, there's just like where's anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Both mm-hmm. the U.S. president and the sitting U.S. president and Brazil's president showed support for another publicly on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Now, the gentleman that sits in D.C. right there, square in the middle, mm-hmm. in the White House, named Donald Trump, on his Twitter handle, he put, "I've gotten to know President Bolsonaro. Mm-hmm. Well, in our dealings with Brazil, he is working very hard on the Amazon fires and in all respect, doing a great job for the people in Brazil. It's not easy. He and his country have the full and complete support of the USA. This was on August the 27th, of course, 2019.
Here,
Bolsonaro. Thank you, President
Donald Trump.
We're fighting the wildfires with great success. Brazil is and will always be an international reference in sustainable development. The fake news campaign built against our sovereignty will not work. The U.S. can always count on Brazil." That was also on the same date of August 27th, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and were you about to say something out there to tweet, or I can just say that?
Mm. Shout out to individuals utilizing social media, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. that everyone
forward
can see.
Forward progressing.
Yeah, forward progressing so everyone can see you know, the interactions, because before it used to just be letters back and forth, and then the media had to say, like, you know, what's the name? President sent messages. A letter. Yeah, it was too many messengers. We actually get to see it in real time.
Or scroll in the middle of town. Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye. Look what thee has done. Experts are suggesting that the forest fires are because of
Bolsonaro's politics.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Now, Bolsonaro won his election by being a skeptic of climate change. He promised the Amazon that is currently on fire to agribusinesses, and roll back climate change protection. Now, mm-hmm. Bolsonaro encouraged the use of the land, which leaves speculation on whether the fire started on purpose. Now, supposedly, this is the what ifs, and the what was the correct PC word?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes. Allegedly. Yeah, there you go. Say,
yes, allegedly.
Allegedly. It was farmers and ranchers that, you know, purposely started the fires.
That's allegedly.
Now, Bolsonaro blames the fires on non-governmental organizations trying to embarrass him. All right.
Yeah. You know, what can you do?
What can you do? My own opinion is, one, I'm not qualified.
Facts.
To speak about matters, especially when it deals with another government not wanting to accept aid because the current positioning of oxygen, or the 20% of where we get our oxygen, happens to be in another territory where someone else is the ruling president or leader in that in that nation, and they're speaking to our United States leader in such a fashion where, you know, they have their own agreement towards discourse about being embarrassed. This is what I'm just that's what, you know, this is what this individual has said. That's the only thing I can do, is bring my own observations towards this whole thing. And I just really think it's nonsense, and people should probably understand, you know, that things are in a forward position, especially when it comes to oxygen. Like, the next time, but like, let's just keep it fair, everyone, okay? They sell us energy, all right? And then they say we have renewable energy, which they still sell to us, all right? These are power companies. I don't mean to say us. Like, what the heck are you talking about? These are corporations and entities that have control over resources. Now, the fact that they have control over resources of renewable energy and still sell it to you is like, okay. Now, you are made up of probably about 70% water or more, depending on your lifestyle. So, someone is actually saying, hey, we're going to sell you water, something that you actually need. You cannot live without 3 days without water. It's just a fact. You can probably go a little bit farther, but I'm telling you right now, you're going to be dehydrated. You're going to be feeling some type of way. The next thing we're going to see is oxygen in a can. All I can do is speculate.
We already have oxygen in a can.
I'm pretty sure we do.
Older people.
Yes, but I know. But we're not going to be able to breathe
completely. You're saying we're going to all have to walk around with like breathing apparatuses because the state of the environment is going to be so bad, the ozone.
Well, it doesn't take you know, that much to just go ahead and look at the differences of the levels, especially of the toxins, depending on the area where you live, say from the last 20 or 30 years from where you are currently. And if it just so happens that, you know, you see a little bit of a change, and like I said, I'm not technically, quote unquote, qualified in this general area to talk about, but all I can do is bring my observation and just speculate that it only makes sense that there's been some type of change, especially with the forward progression of technology. And, you know, there's some good that goes along with it. All I'm saying is, when you really start to walk around with a mask on, like, there's places, you know, in Asia, where folks really have to walk around with masks on. That's a daily way of living. And you may think, right now, you know, why would you even speculate that we may even get to that point? Things crazier change.
Crazier things have happened.
Crazier things have happened. If you allow things to keep happening, One day it's going to happen to you. And one day, you might be sitting to the side, and someone's going to be like, yo, I got this $100 worth of oxygen can. Mm-hmm. You try to purchase it or what? Like, it's that fresh, minty, clean, right off the mountain cliff. Like, I'm just saying, this is the ways that people sell you things without you thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Got your water. Got all different types of waters. Some clean. pH level is better than others, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm not here to make you go back and forth. What type of water do you drink? All I'm saying is things have a little bit of an effect in one area, and it definitely has an effect on other areas.
Yep, get rid of those plastic bottles.
Please and thank you.
Refillable.
Now.
So I've been noticing that each state has been trying to address their opioid crisis, if you will, you know? So there are reports of over 2,000 lawsuits. And last week, Oklahoma held its first case against drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson for the national public health disaster, a.k.a. the nation's opioid crisis. So Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $572 million, which is several billion short of the $17 billion Oklahoma sought for judgment. A quote from the lead attorney for the state, Brad Beckworth. We've shown that J&J was at the root cause of this opioid crisis. It made billions of dollars from over a 20-year period. They've always denied responsibility, and yet at the same time, they want to make a difference in solving this problem. So do the right thing. Come in here. Pay the judgment. Woo. That's crazy. I mean, $572 million, that's nothing.
No.
Towards $17 billion. Please.
No, indeed. That's
they,
pocket.
And they know they could afford it.
Yeah, of course.
Over 20 years of them benefiting.
Oh, absolutely. In a billion-dollar drug game. You know, that's... So,
that we can't get a part of.
I apologize, you all. I don't mean to come across like when we have the media apps news, like there's nothing we can do. I'm just putting this towards... Just give you some ideas of what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, rainforest, technically, someone else's territory. But... It goes to show with the ideas, let's say we put it in the hands of young people, like we always do, right?
Yeah.
Say if we do utilize our platform, social media, not only to speak out, but also where you are. Currently, you can always get in contact with someone in your local government, whatever the case may be, principalities, whoever is governing your Senate. You can get in contact and you can make them aware that the individuals within your community or you feel that the environment is changing to a point where it's affecting you and your family and your community and you want to do something about it. You can definitely have them go over some type of actions. Legislation has always worked to a degree until someone wants to roll back points of rulings and laws, but it does take force to make people understand, simply making your voice heard that, you know, you're hurting me and people do listen, but you have to be willing to pay attention and you have to care about yourself and be willing to do that same exact thing with Johnson & Johnson. You know, we put ourselves in a position, really, people need medication. Yes. Okay, cool, fine. Let's go off and go down that route. When you get to a point where it's just an opioid, it's just a painkiller, you do have such a large corporation or enterprise that controls a block, a market. You know?
Yeah.
And they front off to everyone that they're trying to help. You know?
But
it happens every day. It all depends on if you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can only learn as a lot of these stories come out, you can only do your research and maybe come across a few other corporations or entities that have the same, their hands in the same pot, destroying, selling poison. I mean, all you can do is do your own research and at least have your community put forth energy.
Yes. Definitely.
That's all you can do. I mean, just have enough people to put forth that same amount of energy. More people that actually do come together and say something, things do change. We see that in real time in Hong Kong. Like, there are masses of people.
Yes, one accord, though.
On a one accord that's making change, but it just makes you aware. It's
consistent.
The consistency of what we have been seeing. I mean, just Johnson & Johnson. You had the bank that got caught trying to bring in cocaine.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I'm not sure of the bank's name, but this I don't want to get the bank's name wrong, but lot of people, folks, like in your community, this bank is in your community. You can find it. It's just a simple factor that you have to put into place. There are a lot of things that are wrong. There are a lot of people that know that things are wrong, and it's up to you to just put your voice out there and actually put some motion in action. But gotta put the voice out there. Gotta put that first.
Absolutely. Just always what we always, like we talked about before when you said enterprise, that made me think about the discussion that we've had before and how we were talking about the things that we see on Star Trek and how we should literally be able to heal our bones with the same scans that they do. Mm-hmm. They, you know, run the scan over your arm and a whole fracture is fixed within a matter of moments. Your therapy is a matter of hours, and then you're pretty much the same person.
Right.
But we also talked about how that wouldn't be profitable for companies because it's more profitable for me to have to keep you in the hospital, pay for the cast, and then have you go through the therapy and the medication that you need to recover as well.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, that is a long-term thing for you. It's more of a long-term thing for them. And a long-term profit. That's all it really is.
My question always, and I hope people also, like, think about these type of stories, is whose child got hurt that had their hands and they're making money in this? Like, whose child got hurt that was in that, you know, and that further up to that point, they're like, no, I no longer can we see this happen. Like,
how did it get to this point after 20 years? Like,
right, you know, like 20 years is a very long time. That's a lot of that's a long time to hold a secret. I mean,
statute of limitations, right?
Right. Statute of limitations. But we've seen
that with a lot of things coming out these past couple of years, that things have been coming out after 20 years, after 30 years, after, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the way I try and just rationalize it is always thinking about profit. If it's more profitable for a corporation, that's what's making sense. You know, it doesn't have to make sense unless it's profitable. If it's profitable, it makes sense. And if you're trying to make sense of it without including profit in it, you're going to be lost. You're going to try and figure things out when it's just blatantly obvious.
Blatantly obvious. Drug game. It's a big game. And people don't make it to 20 years.
Pretty much. And also with that said as well, the maker of a prescription painkiller OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, is facing billions of dollars in potential liability for its role in the nation's opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney cast Purdue as the main miscreant in the drug's opioid crisis, and they are accused of producing the drug with understanding of the addiction risk, okay? So NBC News reported that the privately held company has offered to settle for $10 to $12 billion.
Still, just bruh, the price point, like, for someone's life, Like, and then at the end of the day, to know that, like, this is how people really do retire. Like, this is your 401k at the end of it. You killed X amount of people. You've hurt X amount of families. You locked away X amount of people along the way as well because of the product. I'm just saying, I understand exactly.
And I can go for live the rest of my life in Peru somewhere.
You know, and all I have to do is sit back with the 20% margin, 20 to 25% margin out of that 20-year period to make sure that I at least have built up some side money to at least 10 billion to 12 billion dollars, just to make sure that my lawyers are able to get me out of whatever financial ruins and characterization that's going to end up bringing me down. Like, it to that logic, like, yeah, I guess it would be worth it to someone that would go to that far.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously people will go that far. But, you know, keep your family safe. Do your research. You don't have to take these prescription painkillers without doing your research first. At least see if there's some other options for you there. Mm-hmm. You do have the right to speak up, especially when you're dealing with your own health and your own body. Yes, there are professionals there, but also you know yourself. You started with yourself from day one. There's a lot of doctors, I'm pretty sure, that have told people that they're never going to walk again. And yes. And that same individuals that they told them they're never going to walk again are running somewhere. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I know that's a small, you know, ratio, margin, depending on who you're talking about, whatever the case may be. But you have the power over top of yourself and definitely over others that are there, that are practicing and are supposed to be helping you through the process, not hurting you.
Yes. Or you can just do what I do. And try not to break anything, you know? Don't put yourselves in predicaments where you're liable to break anything, hurt anything, twist, sprain. No. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, babe, take a chance. Mm-mm. Okay? See? Too risky. You know? Be honest. Think about yourself. Is that going to involve insurance?
Okay. Now, I'm a type of individual. I think about what could happen. Like, you know, you may not be looking for anything to happen, or you don't want to go towards something and possibly be in a predicament. But I do think about, oh, some things do come to you. So, you know, at least try to be prepared and be ready.
Yes.
But ask questions.
Yeah. I'm about to say that thing is not coming, though. I'm like making sure I'm walking with intention that that's not happening. Okay.
Mm. Hey, that's a lot of people. I'm telling you.
All right. Also, as well, this happened just yesterday, and a man was actually pulled over by troopers, and he shot at them with an AR-type weapon and sped away. Mm-hmm. As he drove away, he sprayed bullets randomly at pedestrians and motorists. He then hijacked a postal truck and drove to Odessa. There he was confronted by police in the parking lot of a movie theater and was killed.
Mm-hmm. Along his route, 7 people were killed and 22 others wounded. Our condolences to the families. And since this is still a new case, and information definitely is going to be updating about an hour each and every day, we also learn that a neighbor of the shooter told CNN that he approached her last month while holding the rifle and yelled at her for leaving trash in a nearby dumpster. So like I said, that's just from one source. Mm-hmm. Since everything is still developing, you know, there's always going to be more neighbors, more individuals, more storylines, and more storylines. We wanted to put this story out there because it seems, and not just seems, it's just obvious. It's the normalcy. Like, the fact that someone would say, at least you have freedom to say what you want to say. Well, to a degree, but,
you know. Before or after I'm shot and killed.
Right. You know, before or after.
Anyway.
All I'm saying is I don't know why people are so angry. Like, I do know why people are angry, but to the extent of taking someone else's life as well, I know people, you know, that person has done something to you, and a track record individual has done something to you, but to a degree where you're going out of your way to definitely hurt others, and you're going out of your way to put others in harm, just folks that are just doing their job, like, seriously, it's getting to a point where parents innocent have to think about, like, yeah, your innocent
casualties of war.
We're at a point where, like, kids are going back to school. You know, this is happening. We just talked about
bulletproof
this.
Bulletproof book bags. Unheard of.
You know, and it's a shame that we've gone this far, and still folks are sitting on their hands. Like, yeah, but that's what it takes. Is individuals really have to get in contact with representatives and make your voice heard. Like, obviously something's gonna have to change, or else folks are just gonna have to walk around and invest in literally all full military grade body armor, whole kit and caboodle with your car, body armor, just strapped. Like, it's getting to that point. Make sure that you're registered to carry your own weapon, because obviously if no one else is gonna do their job and say, well, it looks like these weapons are becoming, look, I'm not gonna come across as someone that that has not engaged in, like, practicing downrange with a firearm. It's cool, especially to the point where you have to protect your family, whatever the case may be. Trouble comes to people. Sometimes you gotta get to that point. It happens to folks, all right?
Yeah.
Bun B, someone ran in his house with it, hit him and his wife. Like, it, you know, people are not expecting things to happen, but it happens. All I'm saying is, when someone else that has malice intent and they want to cause destruction on other folks that they don't even know, that they haven't sat down and talked to, they haven't asked them what's their favorite color, what's their favorite movie, what food, hobby. They haven't gone over what their family and them is like, what makes them cry. Like, folks have not even gone to that point. They're just up in emotion. Some may say mentally unstable, but bro, go seek some help. Like, for real, go seek some help. We all get to a point. Scream at a pillow. Like, find whatever calms you. There are numbers to get in contact if you're getting to a point where you're feeling like you're suicidal. Like,
yes, I believe we had that number on our last episode.
Yes, like,
the episode before last.
Get in contact if you're getting to that point. Like, life is hard. Like, life is unfair. It's facts. Like, but you don't have to let a situation make you. Mm-hmm. And even when something happens that you cannot control, there is always an out game. There is always some type of support or resource. There's something there. There's something there.
And you're
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You have to just strive and try. Like, everyone has a breaking point. Everyone's not going to be good 24/7. And I'm not expecting everyone to be bad 24/7, bro. But, yeah, like, there has to be some equal balance, especially when we get to a point where it's become a normal activity to turn on the news, whether we're talking about in a urban or metropolitan area where there's been some type of gun violence, or if we're just talking about some random domestic terrorism, some random act of violence against people that you don't even know. Like, you ain't even have no time to even, like, who are those individuals that obviously don't look like me? Like, had no time, but just went on a whole spree. So, get some help.
Yes, please do.
Get some help, man. Get some help. If you know someone, you know, that obviously the neighbor, here. Too,
and stop taking people so daggone lightly. Like, that was not something to take lightly.
Maya Angelou. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. Because they're showing you exactly who they are. So, the neighbor saw that. Like, the neighbor saw that. I hope that the neighbor actually, you know, did some type of report.
Yeah.
Most crimes go unreported, y'all. Like,
Y'all don't know how many statistics for crimes that go unreported. Please, reach out. Seriously.
Get some help.
So this week we do have a positive shout out. Uh-huh. Okay, shouting out to David McCaller. Mm-hmm. And he has created
the world's
first
mental
health
gym, y'all.
Yes, this gym is located in Farmington Hills. Mm-hmm. And they actually offer, and this is in Michigan, actually, and they offer flotation therapy. Mm-hmm. The flotation therapy is where you sit inside a flotation tank, also known as a sensory deprivation chamber. Mm-hmm. And it is most often used as a method for relaxation and to boost creativity. And you drift into a deep meditative state.
Think about that. You're just back in a womb-like state.
Yes, that sounds so relaxing.
Just relax. You're sitting back. Now imagine, if any of you that like to be in the water, relaxing, you don't even, you know, some people like the ocean, if that's what you like, pool, whatever the case may be, depending on how you grew up. But think about that. You're in a nice little pod, sitting back. You're in your own space, and you have the capabilities to just dive deep into your own mental space. Just get deep down inside of yourself, bro. Like, I'm telling you, that's probably what these folks need, man. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I looked at the pictures on the website, and that relaxation tank, whoo, that flotation tank, whoo. Mm-hmm. And they also have, and I'll add this as well because I forgot to add this. But according to research, flotation rest therapy may improve your cardiovascular health by inducing deep relaxation that reduces stress levels and improves sleep. Mm-hmm. Chronic stress and sleep deprivation have been linked to high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease.
Sleep deprivation.
Y'all don't understand. Dan, sleep deprivation and bald tires kill so many people.
Keys dropping.
Another service that they offer as well.
Neuro-optimal or neurofeedback. Mm-hmm. Now, this provides your brain with information it needs to correct itself and function as its most optimal. Now, a neuro-optimal simply enables your brain's natural process of self-correction. It's like a subconscious workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely go check them out. Neurooptimal is the brand that created this neural feedback.
Mm-hmm. Brain training. Mm-hmm. It's a system of exercising the brain to improve aspects of your cognition. Excuse me, I'm going to need some brain training, you all. Cognition, yes. Like memory, of course, attention, focus, and brain speed. Now, it's said to have the power to change the brain and improve your memory.
It's definitely something that I hear a lot of successful people do early in the forenoon. Not early in the forenoon, but in the forenoon, usually they get some brain training done along with like some journaling in the day and also some meditation as well. And this is all within that same scope of digging deep within yourself to pull out those qualities of yourself that you know are there, that are lying dormant, and those that you don't have time to focus on because of how fast the world is moving, that you're moving.
Now, you all, I apologize for the cognition, because I did have a subconscious thing that actually happened. And the thing that hit me was something I've noticed and witnessed when I observe everyone, just society as a social structure, we suffer from cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. So when I saw cognition, it just hit me when it comes to cognitive dissonance. Like, this is something that we literally, obviously suffer from. And brain training, to that degree, it seems as though it's going to help. Mm-hmm. The more opportunity you give to training any muscle is obviously going to grow. And I think that one muscle shows that hasn't been growing that much. Seems as though it's our brains. We have too many. Yes. And I don't want to hate. I don't want to sound like a hater. But when you do start pushing off like smart things, smart devices for folks so that individuals can have less time remembering and putting that memory to good use, you're definitely breaking down some cognitive structures. Now, again, I'm not qualified. Mm-hmm. I'm not qualified. I'm just using my observation. I'm just using words that I've come across, especially when it comes to cognitive dissonance.
Yes, and you're casting a theory. And you can prove the theory by asking everyone to now say at least 5 numbers of the most important people that you would call in your life. And do you know their numbers by heart?
Go. Wait, I'm sorry. Don't say it if you're around a whole bunch of folks and someone calling your mama or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But definitely go over at least 5 numbers, all mm-hmm. right?
Without emergency contacts,
indeed. Mm-hmm. Go and see if you can name it off back. If you can't,
good for you.
You know, if you can, good for you. And if you can't, that just goes to show you that you've allowed. You know,
let's talk here. You've allowed.
You've allowed. that cognitive structure to deplete. Yes. Its course when it comes to growing your memory and engaging your memory.
Yes.
On a cognitive level. So, you all.
Yes, the last thing that they offer as well
magnosphere.
Is... Yes, the magnosphere. And according to Magnacoral Health...
The Magnacoral Health, yeah. The magnosphere. Yeah,
it just sounded weird in my mouth, but... The magnosphere provides whole body magnetic resonance therapy, a medical treatment that uses low level magnetic field to activate specific cells or tissues. And this will be great for people with arthritis.
Okay, so.
Or pain, or like MS, really painful.
So, like a frequency that's getting pushed out there. Mm-hmm. That magnetic frequency. Mm-hmm. So, you all. I know we love technology. Again, we just go back to it slight quick. 5G is coming around, and there's definitely some magnetic pulses that get pushed out. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist guy to you, but you do have to take into effect of your body. It is made up of different chemicals. It's also made up of different materials as well.
Energy, frequency, and vibration. All right.
And those type of energies definitely can pass through materials, especially if they're conductive materials. And our brains, it's definitely conductive. There's a lot of fine passages that go up in our head, especially when we have really good ideas. So take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. Magnosphere provides the whole body with a magnetic resonance
the whole therapy. Body.
The whole like body, not just that. A little bit. The whole body. See, because most places, like when you go somewhere on a business level, they only want to sell you a piece here and there. You don't see too many places that say the whole thing. When you get the whole thing, that's when you know you get your money's worth. All right, that's when you know. And keep that in mind too. You know, of course, when you go and you think about your mental health, you have to pay with anything. You know, anything that you go through life with and you want to improve, there's going to be a cost. Let's take working out, for example. We always tell you, it's always free to go work out. It just takes a little bit of your time. There's a cost there. There's a time benefit analysis that you have to put into play. And if you are one of those individuals that happens to have a fairground near you and a park, whatever the case may be, within your community where they actually give you an opportunity to indulge in an outdoor gym, the time is what's already been put in place for you. Someone has already spent the physical money and the physical structure is already there. It's just up to you on how much time you want to put in. The same thing if you want to go inside somewhere because you don't want to deal with the outside world, some things, you know, coming in and messing with you and your body, giving you arthritis. You need to go inside. You had to spend some money, and you still got to take your time to go to that facility that you put down on. Mm-hmm. All we're saying is, especially when it comes to your mental health, especially a muscle that really doesn't get used all that much because we have so many smart things to keep us on track.
Yes.
We should probably look into investing in our mental space, especially when it comes to therapy, some medical treatment. And you might learn some things, some low-level magnetic field. You might, you know, go ahead and type up and see what you can find that's still going to be healthy and work for you and your body, especially after you take some time, go online and do research about improving your mental health. Thank you to David.
Yes.
Who came up with this idea.
Yes, and he said he actually came up with the gym idea as an alternative to medication and talk therapy. Mm. Feel him on this, okay? Mm. Because he said he suffers with anxiety and depression with something as well that they deal with at his gym. And
I wonder if they try to give him Oxycontin for his depression.
Possibly. I mean, they probably... Who knows, okay? Mm. You know,
relieving the
crazier
pain,
things.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But that's not anything. It's not anything that you can just cure overnight. Depression is not like sadness or anything like that. It's for a reason, and we've just seen everything that's going on in the world. It's amazing that more and more people aren't depressed. But either way, the Inception approach is highly effective for people of all ages and fitness levels because the program is so encompassing. And Inception can actually help you relieve stress, strengthen your body, alleviate depression, okay, conquer anxiety, overcome trauma, ease chronic pain.
Improve mental focus, optimize physical performance, alleviate attention deficit disorder, develop multitasking skills, and then fuse mental and physical prowess. And we said the whole thing, selling you the whole thing.
Yes, and that's what he was saying as well about alleviating attention deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm.
He said that children will really enjoy the neuro-optimal feedback because of the simple fact that they can sit there, have their headphones on, and listen to that feedback. Mm-hmm. And it's not anything where they're going to, you know, tire out or get bored or anything.
Exactly.
So that's very good. Also, definitely go check him and his business out. You can check out their website as well. It is Inception EP, and that's Inception is INCEPTION and then EP.com. So definitely go and check him out.
Do you know what that means? Get that mental health check.
Absolutely. So did you have anything else you wanted to share about the gym or?
That's a sad thing. This is definitely one of a kind. One of a kind.
They do have, I did see locally here, they have a flotation therapy center, but that's about it.
Yeah, not to the level of where he has gone.
Yeah.
And
in one space you can come and get all that done.
The whole body. That's why I kind of made that like
the whole body.
Like y'all understand. Like there's a lot of places out here that are just gonna get you for one piece at a time. Whether that's head, right arm, leg, right leg, left leg, left arm. Mm-hmm. They only gonna get you by the piece like that. They only gonna get you by the piece, man.
By
but
the piece.
When you go to a place and they treat you for the whole body,
about a whole pound,
man. You really have to think about that. But definitely, it makes sense because it's definitely a muscle that's stressed but never properly exercised. And when you overstress anything, whether you're talking about any muscle, you're bound to run into some injuries. And that's why I said I'm glad beautiful, beautiful setup, because a lot of individuals that are dealing with mental health, they may not have the fundamentals to understand that there are facilities that they have access to help them.
It's facts, because even me, like, when I go and deal with different doctors and things of that nature, they always get the same mundane practices and a lot of pushback from them when I pretty much tell them, like, I don't want to do talk therapy. Like, that's boring.
Right.
You know, there should be something else. There should be some other outlet versus talk therapy. Other people get anger management or group therapy and stuff like that. And that's not for everyone, honestly. Right. You want something different? This would definitely be different. If I had a facility where I could just go and float at any moment in time, and this was something that was covered by insurance, because I looked up the price for one online, one of those flotation devices, and it was like over $14,000.
Yes, very expensive, but hey, you cannot put a price tag on your mental health. Just being real with yourself. Like, you can't say, I'll worry about my mental health when I hit 70. I should be fine then. No,
it's going to be way too late.
It's way too late.
It's already too late. Like, you know, it's amazing seeing that he said, you know, children can go there and enjoy, because that's really around the times that we need that development and where you're still in that spongy stage, you know, you can still be taught and trained and disciplined to certain things. But this would make a complete difference if insurance covered that $14,000 price tag, and you could just walk into a little room in your home, float once or twice, three times a day, and then come, you know, going about your day. A lot of people would be different.
I'll play devil's advocate. We both know why.
Yes. Insurance. Yes, I was going to say the profit thing, of course. Yes. Always rationalize there.
Always.
They're not here to cure anything. We're here to help you maintain and everything like that.
And provide the necessary care. And hopefully you've read over our policy where terms and conditions can be changed at any moment in time. Mm-hmm. But we want to thank our sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by our new YouTube video we uploaded this week. It's called Wingstop Full Wing Review. And we're actually getting ready to go.
We were actually ready to go to sleep when I saw an article talking about a new menu item that Wingstop was offering. We were excited when we found it out. I was like, what?
Bae was really excited.
You were excited too, please. I told you, you were like, what, we're going tomorrow? But we were really excited, and we sat there like visualizing them and picturing how these whole wings were actually going to be. Mm-hmm. Nice and juicy, you know. King, of course, like I said, he was like, maybe someone has done a review on them, because the article that I was reading had just been written the day before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in YouTube world, that's at least like a month later.
Right.
So, yeah. So I was like, King was like, hey, let's look to see if anyone has done an actual video on it. We looked and watched the video. Mm-hmm. After we watched the video, is it raining?
I believe so. You all, we just want to thank the universe right now and nature.
Thank you, Oshun. Yes.
We just want to thank you, because it's raining, it's beautiful, and we hope that wherever you are, you thank the rain. Now, in some places, you know, the rain is doing some damage with some winds and hail and some other things like that. We hope, individuals are protected during that time, but right now, for us, it's a nice rain, and it's helping the process. But this is what I do want to tell you. Shout out, because it is 420 as well.
Yes. I mean, it's definitely about to be a short episode now, because I can go read a book while it's raining.
Exactly.
I love doing that.
Now, we also...
So, what did you say after we watched the video?
We tried it.
After we watched the video of the couple that we saw doing it, what did you say?
All right.
Did you honestly say?
All right, y'all. I don't like doing this, but I had to judge it, obviously. And the folks that were in the video, they were, you know, they're little plus size folks, you feel me? And I said, personally, I was like, the wings look a little small. Mm-hmm. You know, even in them folks' hand.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, they're a little bit on the plus side. I was like, they're just a little too small.
Yes.
But I was like, you know, let's go try it. That's what I said. I said, let's go try it.
I was determined. I was like, no, King, like, that the only reason why it looked small is because of that factor. Like, they didn't have a zoomed in camera angle. They was like real, the camera was really far back.
Yeah.
And they were just eating the wings. They weren't like holding them up to the camera and like bringing their you know how you hold the food up to the camera and you put your hand behind it. Uh-huh, so you get the focus. They weren't doing any of that. They were just trying the wing and the flavors pretty much. Because she tried one and she was like, oh my gosh, this one is bomb. Oh my gosh, this one is bomb.
Right.
And I was like, but that didn't tell me whether they were juicy, were they thick, were they worth it. So at the end of all this, we were like, whatever, stamp, boom, we're going.
Yep.
I'm going to Wingstop tomorrow and we have to try this.
Yep.
And y'all, please understand, okay? If you don't know anything else, okay? about me, just know that I do not play when it comes to my chicken wings, okay? Shut the front door, okay? So it is my go-to food, and I was excited for the entire day, just thinking that later tonight, all I'll do is just be sitting, eating some wings, watching Star Trek. Like, I was too excited.
Now, we placed that order, and our wings stopped, you know, it just took them a little long. That's all I gotta say. It took them a little long to complete our order. And they said in about 16 to 24 minutes.
After we placed the order online. Placed the order online, it says 16 to 24 minutes.
Now, technically, you know, the ordering process, you got to divvy with at least three minutes plus or minus. And we drove there, which took about 3 minutes. So we got that 10-minute marker there. So we definitely got some space in between. Now, we were told that it would take about 6 more minutes.
Once we got there. Yeah, so if you lost us, all right, we're already at 19 minutes, all right? So they have only about, I'll give them at least 5 more minutes to give me my food, okay?
Facts.
How long do you think we were sitting there before they gave us our food?
Man, look. Long enough to go through an immense amount of commercials, to hear someone's conversation, not even trying to hear the conversation. It was just how long we were there. They just went into a whole, either way, saw more than enough people come in.
Yep, get their food.
It was we got our food. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got our food. Check it out. Always, please, I'll say it one more time, always take the time to check your food.
Yep.
Before going home, to make sure that everything is there, because the young lady, she gave Queen the bag, and the girl in the back that was hooking up the bag, she was like, hey, you forgot to put a sauce in there. Like,
yes, you forgot to put their ranch in there. Like, obviously. She was like, didn't you look in the bag and see that there was no ranch? She was like, oh my God.
Come on now.
I was like, come on now.
You go all the way to the crib, you know?
You know how it feels.
Sorry, the crib. You go all the way home. To the cribbidigs. You go all the way there, and then you find out that you ain't got your dipping sauce. Like, you gotta go out again.
And if you know that Wingstop Ranch, you know, okay, give me my Wingstop Ranch, okay? We've gotten home before, and they gave us blue cheese instead, y'all.
Blown. Talk about it.
I'm like, I gotta open the sauce and taste it.
You had one job.
You had one job. Either way. So we get home, we record the video, and trust, we tried to be as objective as possible.
Yes.
So please go and check it out. We've already posted pictures on our Instagram as well.
Indeed.
So please go check out our video. If you're thinking of trying the wings, definitely let us know how that goes for you while you are there. Definitely subscribe to our YouTube so you can be notified whenever we post a new video.
And give us a thumbs up and share the video, please. And thank you. We always appreciate your support and feedback.
Yes. Do you have anything else to add?
Man, just go try them, because they're not even there for that long anyway.
Yes, limited time. They're probably going to, I think they said they'll be gone in about November.
Exactly. So go and give them a shot.
I would say the only thing that I really thought going through this meal was that it was a waste of my cheat day and my calories. But I'm happy that we did the review so that people are aware and actually have a objective review and can actually see the wings, judge for themselves. Definitely go check it out.
That's what's important.
That's definitely what's important. Judging for yourself. All right. So, this week's topic is going to be, if you see the title already, is ignorance more bliss? All right. Or is knowledge power, all right?
Is it?
So this is going to be a two-part thing again. So this episode will definitely jump into ignorance and how it's bliss and if it's bliss, all right?
All right. Ignorance is the lack of knowledge. The etymology of ignorance is bliss comes from an English poet, Thomas Gray. The saying ignorance is bliss means the lack of knowledge equals the absence of concern. Now, in his poem, Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College,
written in 1742,
that's when it was written, but no more where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise, folly means foolish.
Yes, so honestly, what do you think, personally? Do you think ignorance is bliss?
Yes.
Because I know we've had this discussion so many times.
Yes. All right. I'll try to do mine as like short. It just simply, if you don't know anything, if you are subscribing to your ignorance, then you can definitely move through life without concern to anything. You can, you know, live through life and just do, you know, just lack the power that you actually have within yourself. But obtaining knowledge comes with responsibility, and that's what comes with understanding your own power. It comes, you know, definitely taking into an effect of your responsibility. Mm-hmm. But man, you know, so many people, when someone they know that has done a crime, whatever the case may be, they be like, guess what? Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me. Because the moment you tell someone, then you have implemented yourself within knowing what has happened. So
yep, I'd be better off not knowing.
For some people, they feel as though I'd be better off not knowing and stay ignorant. And, you know, you rob yourself from a lot of power. You do rob yourself from a lot of power. But,
I know just from how creative children are,
mm-hmm.
and when they're first born, and mm-hmm. then we condition them and train them into, you know, the box and cookie cutter thinking that they need to have.
Oh, of course.
You know, so it starts all the way at that point. And I know that at that point, ignorance really increases your creativity. You know, you're being able to be absent from concern and
mm-hmm.
just not thinking about all the extra trials and tribulations and obstacles that normally come with life and adulting in general.
There has to be a fair balance. Definitely mm-hmm. has to be a fair balance. You definitely want to be able to in a way, go back to that innocence or that creative mindset where you're very much so open and you're tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I see that with a lot of kids, man, they're tolerant. And then the intolerant, you know, a kid will tell you real quick when you're breasting. They're intolerant, man. But tolerant all at the same time. So
kids will get you together.
Okay? Oh, yeah, real quick. But it gives a very honest focal point. Because you see where we all quote unquote lack when we say that we have knowledge or we accept that we have grown within knowledge, but unfortunately individuals take actions that show their ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, it's completely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take advantage of your power, you can. If you want to stay in your ignorance, hey. You know, hey, it's on you. It's your responsibility. It's on you.
But children have so much wisdom, too.
Of course.
Like,
of course.
The things that you hear children tell you in confidence, mm-hmm. even, you know, like you said, like, just overhearing certain things.
Yeah, of course.
It's amazing. That's not hindered by any PC, all the PC that we have to be, you know? Right. You know, it's not hindered by any of that.
Right. Look.
Feelings, emotion.
When we go work out, we see the way that the equipment is set up. You do have workout equipment that is staggered from about a good 20, maybe 25 feet. You'll definitely be near a jungle gym, little slide. But you'll hear the kids, depending on, you know, when the parents show up and things like that, you'll hear the kids run over to another kid that's just standing there. Hey, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. You want to come play with everybody? And they're just ignorant. Mm-hmm. Like dude really has like a snot bubble on his face. They're right. Ignorant of that. They just want to go play. Like, I'm just saying, like,
right.
Kids are the fact that they just saw, look, we're an odd person out, and we need your help. We're expanding in our imagination, and we're trying to help ourselves and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Are you down? Cool. Just to let you know, you got a little bit of something right here, but let's keep moving. That's it. There's no fighting. That's you know, depending on if someone has something for too long, there's normally some little fighting, but that all goes with understanding the knowledge of what they do have.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get past that point where everyone is pretty accepting and tolerant of one another, and we're not mm-hmm. trying to fool one another, then I think we're at a fair state where we're like, all right, okay, cool. What's your name? Well, my name is such and such and so and so. Okay, cool. My name is such and so and so. What do you like to eat? Let's go and get something to eat together. And we're done.
Adults can't even do that because we have so much like pent up thought.
Yeah.
You know, is this a stranger? Are you going to kill me? Mm-hmm. Are you going to hurt my feelings? Is it going to mm-hmm. be a potential person that I can like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have so much going on in our heads.
Yeah.
You know, what about, you know, dinner tonight? Or what about, and it's
that's,
so much.
And that's fair. And that's why I said, coming with the ignorance of a child, too. Some children accept things from other children that they're allergic to. And yeah, then facts. that's the ignorance of that.
Or like, you know, how bacteria written, you know, hey. Petri dishes.
Hey. But they smile, that child smiled, and that other smile spread that other child's face, and they ran off. It really is perfect.
And they are fine. They're holding fine. Snotty hands.
Fine.
Enjoying, you know, wipe this. Fine. I love the wiping the snot on your hand and then grabbing the other person's hand and it spread.
Everyone is, quote unquote, evolving together, especially with whatever strain of bacteria that is just going through.
Yeah.
It just beautiful.
Kids help other kids' immune system, I feel.
Absolutely.
Like, get through those chicken pox, okay? I gave you that. Get through it.
Get through it. Get through it. But on a serious note, it really is up to you. You just need a little bit of support. You don't have any less talent than anyone else. It really does depend upon yourself, how much ambition you actually have within yourself and your drive. And you'll find out that even someone that's in their position to help you, say a teacher or an instructor, they'll be honest with you. They like, I'm struggling trying to keep my position and trying to keep everything in control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy that you were vocalizing that you need a little help and you're not trying to stay in that ignorant mindset. Like, for real, when you get to that level and getting past that point, and that's what we deal with as adults. We're too busy. Like, look, that person has done some messed up stuff. I'm trying to stay away from that person or folks that may act like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then miss out possibly on someone that's actually trying to help. And then vice versa. You know, it's natural. Things happen within life and you're like, I'm not going to do that thing again. Naturally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
It happens, you know. People
put up the wrong barrier sometimes.
The people that will decide to remain ignorant will actually help those who are thinking critically, you know, to get ahead. Because there are some people, and this is just like the negative side of it, the times where you know your ignorance is really hindering you, you know, and you know that you could actually get ahead somehow, but you're just like, nah. Just like, for instance, like a bill, like you keep seeing that this bill is coming and it's saying, hey, 2 more weeks. you know, hey, another week. And then the last few days, you know, you're still saying, no, I'm not going to think about it. It's times like that where you need to be getting ahead. And it's more of a, I'm just going to remain in my ignorant state. And that comforts some people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way it is sometimes. But there's also, I remember when we were watching that video on YouTube where you were showing me all the different people around the world and all the things that they have invented, just being underprivileged and having more time on your hands to just sit there, or just knowing that you have an obstacle that you're going to have to do every single day. So you need something to help you. And you're like, let's think of something to help.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a time where ignorance aids in creativity.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. It's, my grandfather taught me a valuable lesson as well. You can definitely read the same book someone else has wrote, but if you just so happen to can't find what you're looking for in a book, you're going to have to use your own imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's really where it starts within you. That's why I said, if you're willing to be ignorant and, you know, lose that power of creativity that you have within yourself, then so be it. Someone else is going to utilize, trust and believe someone else is going to utilize your creativity.
Yes.
And they're going to literally drive you towards their own creativity. And it is what it is, because you're actually going to gain a lot. And don't get me wrong. It all depends on the energy that's actually driving you and pulling you towards them as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have negative energies in life that we bank on or we've been used to, and, you know, they get in the way and it hasn't served us with good energy. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do come across information that becomes positive, that's giving you better insight, or just in general speaking to you on a positive level, giving you encouragement, just making you more aware of yourself and your own being,
mm-hmm.
you become a little, you know, addicted. You get into the same positive habits that are also rendered as negative habits.
Yeah.
Kids do the same thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a habit that's good that they all want to utilize and do, they're all going to go towards it. They're all going to push towards it all together.
Mm-hmm.
All, like, it's not a surprise. Certain toys and certain gadgets all pushed out and they became popular at one time.
Yep.
The same thing with adults. Certain electronics and things got pushed out because it became popular and we all followed it. I'm just trying to give you the same modes that we all need to follow. Put your ignorance, put your pride, and definitely put your... I can't think of that word, you all. I apologize.
Yes, you can.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
I always say put it to the side for profit or something.
Oh, put your prejudice to the side for profit.
Don't let your prejudice
get in the way of profit.
Yeah, don't let your prejudice get in the way of profit.
Definitely.
And
I would...
that doesn't always mean, like, financial profit either, like, literally knowledge. Like, don't let your prejudice get in the way of your profit.
Definitely. And I just know that even before, like, computers and everything,
of course,
we were outside.
Mm-hmm.
Had so many different games that we used to play, so many different things that we used to accomplish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to Google everything or just constantly streaming and all the extra stuff. And the ability always to improvise is greatly increased when you have limited resources. You know, the more screens we have in front of our face, the less people are reading, you know? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely.
Definitely. And we can all become prisoners in a way, in an existing way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
By knowing something that already came before us in our thought, because we'll think, well, I can't reinvent, like people say all the time, you know, don't reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
but couldn't I come up with a will that would be better than what we're using now? You know, and it's that knowledge that you have that's really hindering you from experiencing what you could possibly think of there and creating new concepts.
Once your mind is clear from objection and assumptions, you will be able to solve problems or view concepts from different angles. Mm-hmm. And ignorance can keep you sane. Definitely ignorance keep some people sane. Mm-hmm. But just think about all of the information, like you said, we've learned over the years. Just all of it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm thinking about mainly all the information that we've learned, like trying to wake up, quote unquote, and everything.
Yeah.
It's information that a lot of it, you can kind of say, a lot of the truth that we experience, you know, right. Learning things is hurtful in a way. Just because if you didn't know that information, you were probably better off in your mind, your thinking. But I know that I had to learn that information to better myself, you know, right. Like, even if it was hurtful.
Like that first example of school, exactly. Of history. Being pushed out of being told that we're slaves in the beginning and finding out that we were actually queens and kings. That's actually the first process in production. Mm-hmm. You are a queen, you are a king first. And it's unfortunate that, you know, through school you're taught otherwise or different angles and approaches. And I have to ask, you know, how did that come across in school for you?
I would say in school, I believe the first thing I was definitely taught was about slavery. Mm. I don't really remember like the manner in which they taught it. Like, did they demonize it, you know, in a way, or was it just like a, hey, this is what happened first, and they moved on to the next, concept, just to work us into the story like it usually is. But I just remember going back home and just telling my dad, like, hey, we talked about slavery today in school, pretty much. Right. And the only thing that I could get out of him was, don't worry about it. Black people weren't the first slaves. Right. And, I mean, there was no other information after that. It was just that information. And then, you know,
right.
Everything else kind of just moved on. And you kind of grasp your own understanding as you mature and as you grow older. Right. Just like you said about the queens and kings and everything, that's powerful information. And mm-hmm. if I knew that about a species, I guess I wouldn't let, no, I'm not even going to say that. Like, why would I even hold anyone back? Because that's just not in our nature. But just knowing that power that you can give someone and knowing how greedy people can be and how bad, if you will, people like to act and remain to be, I can definitely understand why someone would try and hinder your growth as a people and your understanding. Definitely.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Same process. But the first thing that the information that's given to anyone is the correct information. And mm-hmm. for me, being community-wise, like, if you happen, like, amongst like a church and you have like a youth leadership, whatever the case may be, some type of a youth leader that's able to take you all on trips, you're able to raise money and actually take you to places and give you actually like good information where you can utilize it. For me, that happened early, so that when I went to a public school, my first reaction wouldn't be that same stressful. Some people feel it's embarrassing. Others, because there's a lot of things that play beyond it. If you don't give people a better timeline, if you don't give people a better fundamental approach, especially through the curriculum, then those individuals can go through life, especially people that don't associate with a culture, a different culture, or they don't hold high tolerance for someone else's culture, they'll mm-hmm. have an assumption, an impression, and then they'll go on throughout their years and they'll have that assumption or that impression. And you have to work around these individuals. You have to not even just say that, sometimes in general, you become tied in. People get married, things happen where individuals have to conduct business with other individuals that have a very ignorant mindset and that in a very ignorant thought process. And some things you have to learn on your own. Hopefully you have someone that's going to teach you, like your father telling you, look, not everything that's put in front of you is not always true. You have to definitely have someone there to give you that acknowledgement that there's more to the story that's what's being told to you. So that's appreciated.
Definitely. But at that young state, I think that's when your learning should start, if anyone needed a starting point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if anyone is wondering, when do I start teaching my children about their worth, you know?
Right.
It's probably at that time where they come home saying, hey, they taught us about slavery today.
Yeah.
Your journey begins, my queen or my king, right. You know? But it should start prior to that, personally, you know?
Because
to be out here as a brown person in general, a black or brown person in general, you just have to know these things.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And it's also, I'm going to do a quote from James Baldwin to go along with that, to say, to be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all of the time. James Arthur Baldwin. All right. And just think about it. Anytime that there's a new theory, just like I talked about before, it has to fit within a certain framework.
Right.
Because if it doesn't fit with what came before it, the different concepts and everything, then it's a doubtful theory. It can't be proven, you know? It doesn't make any sense.
Which technically, a theory is still a theory as long as it can be proven.
Yes, but people will use those past theories to say, well, I can't think of it any differently. I have to at least start my theory off thinking about it this way, you know, or I can't just because something's already invented. Like, I'll take it back to the, you know, reinventing the wheel concept. People will say all the time, don't reinvent the wheel. Why not? You know, why not? Why keep telling me I can't reinvent the wheel when I can? You know, I can think of a totally new concept for a wheel. Why are we even driving around still on wheels? It's profitable. I understand that, you know?
And not wanting to get into heated debates with others about politics and governance, it would be easier to practice ignorance.
Definitely. Definitely, in a nutshell.
Definitely.
So, I do have an example of when ignorance is bliss within business practices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have Ingvar Kamprad was a complete stranger to the furniture industry. He was 23 when he attempted to fit a table in his car, but it wouldn't fit. His friend suggested that he take the legs of the chair off, and he started to re-envision furniture and what it could be, and more specifically flat package furniture. He developed a completely new system and he designed himself and sold it to customers. The customers in turn took the goods home and assembled them. By doing this, he cut the cost of furnishing a home by 2/3. All right. And he created a business empire that today is worth over $56 billion. And I don't think anyone would have ever created IKEA. You feel me? Like, just knowing that you had no training, like formal training, like, or was even selling furniture or anything like that, but saw something and you were like, this has to be better. And that's funny because we were just talking about this in the car, you know?
Right.
So...
Just try to make something a little bit easier for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And just with what? just with that ignorance right there.
Here's the funny part. You're actually having fun. How many of y'all have actually bought something from IKEA, though? And okay. You try to put it together, you was like,
I did that. I put a whole bunk bed together with my dad and my sister, and I will still to this day remember when we put that bunk bed together.
Hey.
2-tier bunk bed, desk on the side, ladder and everything. We all put it together.
Empowering.
Okay.
Empowering. And you didn't even have to have anyone else put it together before you put it together.
Yeah, simple. Have you seen the instructions for IKEA? They are like children instructed, like those big books that you see like one-year-olds reading, where it's just like a picture and then one word. That is exactly what the instructions are like. I love it. What is this paragraph about? Shut up. Like, tell me what do I need to do? I'm always yelling at the instructions. Like, come on. They're simple. I love it. Beautiful idea.
Allow yourself to think creatively. And defy the laws of physics, think abstract.
Mm-hmm. Don't allow past theories to conflict with yours, and please, please, please dare to be different, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Use your ignorance to fuel your creativity, and you never know what business idea or even patent-worthy invention you can come up with. That you can come up with once you stop comparing yourself. Sorry, I got tongue-tied there then. But definitely keep thinking and keep your ignorance. Ignorance is sometimes needed because it's going to take you some places, all right? Don't ever worry about that.
Apparently.
Do you have a story when, or like an instance where ignorance has taken you somewhere creatively?
Mm. Yes.
Where? Okay. Designing concepts to music and everything, having your outsider's concept.
Even though I had a little bit of practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little drum line, you know.
Eh, just a little.
A little drum line story.
Just a little.
I love it. Well, as you all know, that's not all, but it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Personal at Queen Jam. Business at qk.jj. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Embrace those pure facts. Conduct your own research.
Remember to smile. Bye. Queen Jam. King Jerry out.
Out.